Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing breast cancer with Zimbabwe and the world commemorating awareness of the disease this month, where efforts are made to educate women about early identification, associated signs and symptoms, and intervention processes. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. Becoming a U.S. citizen is an important moment for many immigrants, giving them a voice in the nation's democratic process. In Texas, Arizona, a city just an hour's drive from the border with Mexico, community leaders are working to help others achieve this step. VOA immigration reporter Eileen Barros has more.
In Tucson, Arizona, Ricardo Morales leads a class through the steps a migrant takes from arriving in the United States to applying for citizenship. He knows the process firsthand.
I was born and raised in Guadalajara, Mexico. I've been living in Tucson for about 9 years, and last year I became a U.S. citizen. So this will be my first time voting for the federal elections. So I'm very excited about that.
Morales is a community organizer for Chicanos por la Causa, or CPLC, a Latino group offering health, housing, education, and other services, including the citizenship fairs throughout the year. The fairs help dozens of people with the application process.
By teaching people, by guiding people on how to become a U.S. citizen, you're giving them the opportunity to be a voice and to participate in our democracy. So for me, it is a wonderful opportunity to give back to this wonderful community called Tucson, but at the same time, a responsibility.
Sean Gosler oversees immigration services at CPLC. He says the group aims to lower barriers for migrants in priority areas other than citizenship, too.
A lot of people come, I have to work. That's the first thing I need to do. I don't have time to go to school or take classes, or sometimes classes are cost prohibitive as well, the ones that are worth it, or the free ones are very limited, and maybe they're during work hours, or they're not available, you know, or they're online and not everybody's tech savvy.
Gosler says becoming a U.S. citizen can take years due to long waits for residency requirements, processing backlogs, and other hurdles.
Costs, language, culture sometimes, or lack of the knowledge. So sometimes, you know, some people may qualify to take the test in their own language, but they don't know what those requirements are. So we do our best, obviously, to provide info sessions and free seminars and presentations of the community.
Francisca Mora is taking advantage of today's free session. She moved from Mexico 35 years ago. After decades calling the United States home, she is applying to take the next step.
Because it is time, I think, and it's time to get this citizenship. But by being a citizen, we can exercise our right to vote whenever we're able to.
And for those who aren't sure about becoming a U.S. citizen, Mora has one message.
Well, make a decision. You must make a decision. I decided, and we're here.
Whether it's navigating language barriers, costs, or legal complexity, these U.S. citizenship hopefuls found the courage to take the next step. Aline Barros, VOA News, Tucson, Arizona.
Meanwhile, Fauzia Amin says she was just 11 years old when she was enslaved by ISIS in 2014. On October 1, she was rescued by an international team. She spoke with VOA's Kawa Omar about the last 10 years of her life. Emmy Katz narrates this report.
This is the day this month that Fauzia Amin Sado's 10-year ordeal ended when she was reunited with her family in the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar. Her nightmare began in August of 2014, 1 month before Sado's 11th birthday, when the Islamic State captured her hometown and kidnapped her and other women of the Yazidi minority.
I was taken to a sex slave market. The Islamic State men were sitting at the market as they made the women hold trays of tea and serve. This was to make sure the men could see the women from different angles.
She says IS sold her as a sex slave 5 times, coerced her into converting to Islam, and then married her to a Palestinian IS fighter. She says she was drugged and raped, or in her words, approached by him.
The first and second day I was with him, he didn't approach me. On the third day, he came to me and told me that he had received permission to approach me against my will. He was told to rape me even if I resisted. I was young and I couldn't bear that, which is why he decided to give me a drug. I took the drug, which numbed me, and then he raped me.
This was just the beginning of 10 years of trauma for the young Yazidi woman, who is now 21. She bore 2 children by the IS fighter. Conflicting reports say he was either killed or captured in Syria. Around 2020, IS smuggled her out of Syria to Turkey. From there, her husband's mother took her and her 2 children to the Gaza Strip, where she says Hamas members took her phone so she could not reach her family.
This is from the time when I tried to commit suicide.
Sado says that while she was in Gaza, the IS fighter's family became abusive, and she missed her own family deeply. She says it was too painful to bear.
I started taking pills, like 50 at a time, but it didn't kill me. I tried to end my life 21 times.
She says her chance to escape from Hamas-controlled Gaza came a few months ago.
I saw everything from Hamas. I was tired of Hamas tormenting me, so I decided to leave. I asked for help, and I made contact with the Israelis, the Americans, and some people from Canada.
With international help, she finally fled Gaza on October 1st, but her release is not without cost. She says she was forced to leave her 2 young children in Gaza with their father's family.
I took the children to their grandmother at the beginning of the war in Gaza because I was getting displaced from one place to another and couldn't care for them like that.
Despite being free, Sado says her concern now is for her children. And her story is one of many. The United Nations estimates more than 6,400 Yazidi women and children have been sold into slavery since IS captured Sinjar in 2014. For Kawa Omer in Sinjar, northern Iraq, Amy Katz, VOA News. Now let's take a short break. Please stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, to discuss our topic on breast cancer awareness, we are joined by our guest, Bulawayo legislator Otilia Svanda, who is the deputy chairperson of the Women's Parliamentary Caucus, and a Gweru-based health expert who prefers to remain anonymous. We'll start with Ms. Svanda. Zimbabwe's parliament says it has joined the world in raising awareness against breast cancer. What have you done so far as members of parliament on this issue, and how is the response from the communities? Over to you, Ms. Svanda.
Okay, thank you very much, and good evening to the listeners. So far in Parliament, there was a motion which was raised by Dr. Kote, the motion on cancer awareness and treatment. It is the motion which is being discussed and being accepted by all MPs in both political parties, or I can say all members of Parliament are debating this motion, and there is a concern on how the treatment is doing, especially in the health sector, where women or those with cancer are not getting help nearly at all, or those who are getting help, they are those who can manage or who are financially stable.
Yes, that's a very important point there raised by Ms. Sivanda, that even some women, although they may have the cancer, they may not get treatment. Turning to our health expert now, what do you say about this? Are people diagnosed with cancer, be it cervical cancer or breast cancer, receive treatments from hospitals, noting that most of them don't have medical aid?
Thank you very much. It is quite a challenge in our country to get treatment for cancer because we don't have the resources which are needed for that. If they are there, they'll be found in private hospitals. And the price of doing such treatment is so exorbitant, so much that most people cannot afford the drugs or the chemotherapy itself. The sessions are so many, and each time the person goes there, we have to pay a certain fee, which is quite a difficult thing for most of our people here in Zimbabwe because of our cost of living, which is so high.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And on that note, I was speaking to another legislator, Celestile Mahlangu, for our radio interview. She was saying that in their pre-budget consultations, women did turn up, and this is one of the concerns they raised, that even if you go to hospital, when you have been diagnosed with cancer, you don't get any treatment. But they did make sure that they put it as a priority for the 2025 budget. Coming to you, Ms. Sivanda, how likely is it that all these views that are being collected from people will find their way into the 2025 budget? Ungasichazisela nje ngolimi lwesiNdebele ukuthi kukhanya uhulumende usukumela phezulu yini ukuphathisa.
Ekuxoxisaneni kumbe engingathi ekudalileni udaba lwemvukuzane, kungani kuludaba oluzathathwa sibili okumqoka, ngoba kulezimiso nezinqumo nemigomo lapho esikhulume khona kabanzi njengabameli babantu abameli bedale lephalamenti sisuka kuzigaba ezithiyeneyo zelizwe. Lapho esikhulume khona kabanzi ukuthi kuzamele ikhangelisiswe njalo idukleywe njengephandemiki, njengalokhu okwayenzakala ngesikhathi kufika umkhuhlane wengculaza, okuzayenza ukuthi kube le nzuzo kumbe i-tax. Sikhangele kakhulu, sikhulume kabanzi ukuthi kungaba njani ukuthi kuma-tax wona lawo athathwayo kathesi, ikakhulu i-tax yethukela le-tax ye-airtime, imali yangkhona yonke ithathe isandishwe iyesekela udaba lwemvukuzane.
Yes, interesting that the parliament is really getting into this issue, and that the taxes from airtime and sugar should go to help the cancer departments in hospitals. Yes, to our health expert now, how can women or men detect breast cancer earlier, and what are the symptoms? We've heard that even men can be affected.
Yes, it is very true that everyone is born with a breast tissue, which means even also men are affected, though mostly women are more at risk than men. The symptoms which they can really check for, because we advise that the earlier they detect those symptoms, the outcome of treatment will be much better. So people should know their bodies by self-examination. By self-examination, we mean that they have to check their breast. The first sign and symptom which they can tell is how big their breasts are. When they notice a change in the size of the breast, they can tell that something is going wrong. A lump is something which can be easily detected by checking using your outstretched palm. You actually palpate from the inside of the armpit there, and if you feel any difference from what you are used to on your breast, a lump, you quickly report. And the breast can also change the color. In white people, it can actually show, like, it shows like a bruise, like someone has been hurt or somehow. It shows the redness of a bruise. In us, the dark-skinned people, it will show a different color, which is maybe dark or purplish in color, which shows that something is happening within the brain, even if you are not injured. And then you can also check if the nipple is the right nipple, which you know. If it becomes like pressed inside, then it shows that there is some tissue pulling it inside, and then you palpate for any lump or anything. And they usually say the skin changes as well. It looks like an orange peel with those like pores, like, which are not usually on the skin. So those are the signs and symptoms you can check for.
Yebo, sizaqhubeka njalo lawe ngcothi yethu kwezempilakahle. Back to our health expert. Kulaba abangazwisisayo ke isilungu ngabachasisela ke ngesindebele ukuthi bengabona njani ukuthi bezihlole njani amabele, njalo nxa kuyukuthi kulo hlupho bazabona ngani.
Hayi, siyabonga. Njengoba nje ngikhulumileke ngesilungu ukuthi umuntu kumele awazi umzimba wakhe. Umzimba wakho uwazi ngokuzihlola sonke isikhathi. Ikakhulu omama siyakhuthaza, nxa beceda laphana ugeza esithi i-monthly period, kumele bazihlole zonke izinyanga ukuthi kayalalo yini iqhubu elikhona elinikileyo emazweleni akhe. Siyehlola ngesandla sethu esiselulile iminwe, siyifake ngaphansi kwephapha lapha, sihlole sibhodisa ibele lonke, sifithizela sisize ukuthi siyakula yini amaqhubu akhona, silibhoda. Ngeza ukuthi kule qhubu masinyani nje kumele sigidime siye esibhedlela, njalo kumele sikhangele ukuthi ingono zethu lokho zizokunjengokuba wena uzazi zingakhanyise zingani zigobele ngaphakathi kumbe zidonsekile ngaphakathi. Njalo ukhangele ukuthi ibele lakho, amabele akho ayalingana yini, ngoba ngokuzihlola umzimba wakho uzawakwazi ukuthi hhayi amabele ami behlale ngakho. Futhi ungabona elinye selilikhulile lelinye, zitshengisela ukuthi kukhona okwenzakala kulo. Lo mbala kumbe ijwabu elangaphezulu lebele lingaqalisa ukoma lithi xha ukuthi nxa ubamba usuze ukuthi hhayi lokhu sewungani thiwakuna yikoma okungaqedakaliyo. Njalo umbala wangikhona uphenduke. Ebantwini abangamakhiwa kuyanjengani thiwakuna ushayekile, ukulimele ngomuntu oshayekileyo. Kodwa kithi thina abantu abamnyama uzabona ukuthi ijwabu lengaphezu kwebele liyathenduka engxenye kube lo mbala omnyama, kumbe kungani nje kungani into eyiphepho ikhala yakhona. Njalo kungani kuthiwa ijwabu langikhona sekungani kuloku yizikhalakhala ongani kuthiwa kona kube ngani ikhasi kufanele khasi le-orange. Khona kutshengisa ukuthi kukhona okwenzakala ebeleni.
Coming to you, Ms. Vanda, when you go back to your communities, how are the awareness programs going on? Are people aware that there is indeed breast cancer, and are there enough programs to conscientize them where to go and what to do in the communities? Yabonga, siyabonga amazwi lawo amqoka kangako. Siyezwa ukuthi sesilomlaleli ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo umlaleli wethu.
Awanami ngiyathokoza kakhulu. Mama, sawubona, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ungazitsho igama ukuthi ngubani, ungaphi ekhaya, uvela ngaphi, ubususinika ke umbono wakho ngalolu daba.
Okay, no, lo khuluma yongubaba Moyo. Ngise South Africa nje, mangikhuluma nje ekhaya, futhi ngimntwana waseZimbabwe. Ya, no, nami ngithanda ukukhuluma ngendlela abomama wakhuluma ngakhona. Sazi ukuthi inyanga le inyanga ye awareness ye cancer, khulukhulu ye breast cancer, uzamelo utshwenya abantu baningi khulukwambala. So umama ngendlela akhuluma ngiyamuzwa. So enye into ngingathanda kuyiphawula kundaba leyi yekenza leyi, ikenza seyiyathwenya kokwahambala. Ngathana ma kwaba nenye umuzamo, sazi ukuthi abantu baningi baya emakliniki, ezibhedlela. Ma ufika lapho uthi mhlawumbe akuna bantu bakhona banolwazi ukuthi iyashekwa njani. Siyo into efuna ukuthi mhlawumbe ma igovernment yenza njalo. Ma ngikhuluma sale ngingahlangabezana nabomama abaningi namadoda amani, khulukhulu njengami njengendoda. Amanye amadoda vele afuna ukuyohlolwa, khulukhulu amadoda futhi nawo akhambe njengaboma bayohlola. Sazi ukuthi amanye amadoda anamahlono ukuthi ma ufika laphaya entulampilo mhlawumbe uhlangabezana nabonesi abosimame. So bafika lapho mhlawumbe bayakusubulisa, bayacheka ngendlela bacheka ngakhona. So into ngithanda kuyitsho kuna baba bakakhulukhulu futhi nabo bafuna ukuthi bakhambe bayocheka khulukhulu ikenza yobudoda le, ukuthi nabo ngeyingeke ukuthi kusasa bangahlangabezani nenkinga njengabomama ngendlela bayenza ngakhona. Even masibona sinabomama abomama abaningi bavela enaheni yethu yeZimbabwe bazizalana mhlawumbe banezinkinga zamakhenza nayo ikhuku yema-breast cancer or nezisibeletho. Uma bafika lapha bayajikiswa ngaphana ngapha, umuntu wakhona ekugcineni ukugcina seyahlongakala. Mara ilizwe iZimbabwe futhi ilenzi kangcono ngendaba yegulo le yekhenza ngingeke ukuthi abo abantu baningi bayahlaka. Sazi ukuthi imali ifuneka sometimes ukuthenga imithi nalawa amadokta ama-private dokta, imali bachaja ngayo imali eningi kakhulu. Ndasebona sometimes umama wamtshela ukuthi seunekhenze yebele ukuthi mhlawumbe umama sebanestress and sogcina sahlangahlakana ekugcineni sogcina akhambe emhlabeni masinya. So amazwi wami okugcina kunabomama nawo bonke balalele, asisukumeni sokhe njengabantu bakaNkulunkulu, siyozitholisa sazi ukuthi igulo lekenza leli alifani igulo le HIV kuthi uma wafika lapho khonoko bayakunikeza amapilisi mara ikenza i-dangerous. So ahlale sisethembeni nabo mama ngendlela okhuluma ngayo umama siyabazwa sinabo mihlala amalanga siyathandaza abo abakhambani yosolisa even nami mangikhuluma nje salingakhamba kuyosolisa yona ikenza le yazi ukuthi akusilula khulukhulu njengemuntu wendoda ma ukuhamba lapha emtholampilo ngendlela bacheck-a ngakhona even abo mama ngendlela bacheck-wa ngakhona mara ma ufuna uphela fathi ukhambe abo babalisana amahloni lisani ukubana amahloti awo mina ngizibhedlela ngiyo-check-wa or ngiyohlubulela unesi or njaninjani maningayenzi njalo ababaningi abanye bayaphuza izimbiza abambi imithi asazi angitho ukuthi imithi irongo mara iyani esibhedlela hayi ukuthi niye esibhedlela ikhenza seyigcwele emzimbeni wonke so ndade sandekile ngiyathokoza kulo ngethuba leli.
Yeah, lathi siyathaba kakhulu. Yes, very powerful words there from Richard Moyo from South Africa who's urging other men to go and test or be diagnosed too, as most of them are embarrassed to go to hospitals or to pursue such endeavors. Yes, coming to our health aspect, ungasichazela ke ngolimi lesishona ukuthi elakho lokugcina ungathini ubaxwayisa usithini abantu.
Ndinotenda. Ndini ndikukurudzira madzimai ese nana baba vanhu vechizvaro kuti ngavaende vanoongororwa gomarara remazamu kana mamwe macancer chaiwo. Kana ukakurumidza kuti zvibatwe zviri nyore kuti zvirapike zvipere asi ukanonoka zvisina budiriro yakanaka pakurapwa kwacho hazvichanyatsorapika zvakanaka. Saka wese munhu semukoti ndikukurudzira kuti garai muchizviongorora mukakurumidza kuzvibata munokurumidza kubatsirwa zvichizopera.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Elakho ke lokugcina maswanda namafichane.
Okay, niyabonga. Engingakutsho ukuthi indaba yemvukuzane ingumlando wami lawe, ingumlando womuntu wonke. Nathi njengabameli ledale lephalamende sizagqugquzela ukuthi kube le-policy on cancer management. Kube yinto elotshiweyo okusemthethweni. Ngiphinde njalo ngikhuthaze wonke umuntu, ungaba ngumama, ungaba ngubaba lapho khona. Kuqakathekile ukuthi sihambe nini siyehlolwa, sibe zazi. Uyayehlisa inani lokumemetheka komkhuhlane wemvukuzane.
Yabo ke sibonge ke abahlonishwa bethu lapha de silabo unkosazana uTilias Banda yena ongumsekeli kamgcini sihlalo wogatha lwabesifazana ephalamende njalo emela ibulawayo edalela ephalamende besilengcwethi njalo engomongikazi ekhona legweru. Yesixoxa ke ngodaba lolo lomqoka olwemvukuzane yevele ukuthi abantu bengazivikela njani kulo mkhuhlane. Esithando ukuba bonga kakhulu njalo sithemba ukuthi izixwayiso zabo zifikile ebantwini ukuthi kuyini kahle kahle okufanele bakwenze. Yes, we've come to the end of our show. Would like to thank all our callers, viewers, listeners, and our guests. Let's meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.